News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
36 people have been rescued after a cargo vessel collided with an oil tanker off the East Yorkshire coast yesterday. One person is missing. It's emerged that the cargo ship was carrying 15 containers of the toxic chemical sodium cyanide. The other vessel had aviation fuel. Vincent McAvinney is a London-based journalist, is on the line. Morning, Vincent.
Good morning.
First of all, the individual who's missing, what is the latest on the search?
Well, the search has been called off overnight for that individual, though fires are still burning on that oil tanker carrying that jet fuel. And it was a highly sort of toxic scene between the fumes coming off and the smoke. You obviously had a dark night as well, given the weather at the moment. So we don't think that search has started up yet this morning.
We can't explain what happened here, because one vessel appears to have been stopped, quite possibly at anchor, and the other just crashed into it, having travelled in a straight line. The cause is confusing.
It's incredibly confusing, given there seemed to be no issue with radar in the area that we can see on the sort of Marine Traffic website, the two dots. So we know that their sort of signal beacons were on. And yes, as you say, the tanker was completely parked up. It was anchored near Grimsby in the northeast when the container ship just ploughed into it, with reports from some of the crew that came off that they were travelling at about 16 knots.
We know that the vessel that crashed into that tanker contained a lot of alcohol, which presumably would be quite flammable, but also sodium cyanide. How seriously are they taking that in terms of environmental risk?
Well, they're taking it incredibly seriously. They're trying to work out how much of it has breached into the water. There was some discussion yesterday that jet fuel would be better than had this been sort of crude oil that was being pumped into the sea. But various organisations, the likes of Greenpeace, the likes of the RSPB, are very worried about the effect it's going to have on the local ecosystem.
And we also have to worry about fuel leaking from both vessels. There would have been the release of heavy fuel, and that can be incredibly toxic to wildlife in the area.
Yes, it can be, and that's what the fears are now, that it will start washing up on the shore. It's also caused the problems. You know, Grimsby is the sort of main, really, fishing port, huge port I've been to before when we sort of covered Brexit in those years. It's a hub for all of that, and yes, of course, it was closed. We think it will remain closed as well today. So it's having a huge impact both on the environment and the economy in the area.
So just to confirm, the vessel is still burning at this point. So the fire, it may be contained, but it's not out.
It's not out, no.
Okay. And in terms of the official British government response, presumably there'll be a high-level investigation into what caused this, but no foul play suspected.
At the moment, no foul play suspected. They are going to investigate it. Potentially, you know, there were reports at the time that it was obviously very overcast, given the weather at the moment, but that there was some fog. However, as I say, you know, they weren't just relying on visual sight. They were, you know, they had the latest technology. So it does seem strange that this has happened. But as we say, investigation they expect will take several months. The priority now is to just get these fires out and then try and secure the vessels so they don't sink.
Okay, Vincent McAvinney in London, thank you very much indeed. That vessel, Shane, that had the aviation fuel was part of a group of vessels that are just static around the world that have fuel ready for the US Navy at short notice. It had been parked there for ages. Yeah.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.